AP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. A pair of tight races in the National League. In the Central Division, St. Louis began Tuesday with a two-game lead over the Brewers. The Cardinals beat Colorado 5-4. In order to keep pace, Milwaukee needed to defeat the Dodgers. Chuck Freeman tells the story.
The floundering Brewers blew a late lead, but then rallied from a one-run deficit in the bottom of the 11th inning to beat the Dodgers 5-4. Victor Caratini delivered a one-out bloop single to score the tying and winning runs, then after the Brewers loaded the bases against Dodgers closer Craig Kimbrel.
Meanwhile, the Braves pulled to within 3.5 games of the Mets in the East with a 5-0 decision behind a 12-strikeout performance from Charlie Morton. First baseman Matt Olson says Atlanta is helping itself by taking the first two games of this series.
It's good to come out and get these first two. Obviously, we got a couple good arms coming up these next two.
It won't get any easier for the Braves as they still have to face Jacob DeGrom and Max Scherzer. Other National League winners were the Phillies, Marlins, Cubs, and Giants. In the American League, the Yankees may lead the East, but they lost for the 10th time in 12 starts when they were beaten by Tampa Bay 3-1. Rays manager Kevin Cash likes how his club has won four straight, including the last two in the Bronx.
Wins in this ballpark against this team, they can elevate you a little bit, make you feel that much better.
In another AL East game with playoff implications, the Orioles won in Toronto 4-2. In the race for the American League's final wildcard spot, the O's trail the Jays by 1.5 game. The remaining junior circuit winners were the Red Sox, White Sox, Tigers, Twins, A's, and M's. Pro basketball, the NBA will be idle on Election Day, but all 30 teams will be playing on November 7th, the night before the midterms. Tennis, at the Western and Southern Open, Serena Williams lost in straight sets to U.S. Open champ Emma Raducanu. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.